Manchester's D Radio. That's the Chainsmokers and Coldplay and Something Just Like This. Thursday morning, we have someone just like Tony Chester joining us to talk all things Walled City. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gav.
Thank you for dropping by again to give us an update with your detailed and sometimes unique knowledge. You got an update on the Wolves for us. Of course, it was a bad start to 2020 for the Chester Wolves.
That was, yeah, as we know what happened 2 weeks ago, pretty bleak to see that. Obviously, we don't know why it's happened yet, what caused it. We don't want to accuse anyone until we've had this investigation.
We mustn't speculate.
The investigation has not yet taken place, so we'll see on that one. So the update is there. Not a lot really, but I've noticed that quite a wide section of the Walls is now restricted. So you can't go up the steps at the side of St. John Street to get on the Walls now, which leads to the actual crisis zone, I'll call it that. And then when you get to the New Gate on the other side, you also cannot cross the New Gate. That exit there is boarded up. So there's quite a wide area of the Walls currently restricted, which is, you know, sad to see.
Which means that the complete circuit of Chester by our ancient walls is no longer complete. We're the only city in the country that has that.
So we've lost a bit of identity there, sadly.
Yeah, but there's some rumours that there might be some sort of a temporary platform or walkway put in.
So there was a council meeting last week, and we were told there that a working group has been set up to investigate what's happened and hopefully fix it. And one of the options mentioned, or at least touched upon, I don't know if this is definitely going to happen, I hope it will, is some kind of temporary walkway across the affected zone, so that at least that access will be maintained as we approach, you know, the very important tourist season. As we've said, I'm not an archaeologist, I'm not an engineer, I don't build walls. Don't know how viable that is. Obviously, we've got health and safety concerns. But, you know, a wooden platform, I don't think we're asking too much there. And I hope it can be done.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Hopefully before the tourist season starts in earnest, which is only, I guess, a couple of months away. Isn't it? Easter weekend, that's when it all really kicks off. A bit further along the Northgate steps, there are signs of progress.
There's
there.
Definitely some work happening there.
And finally.
It was yesterday morning, I was out and about on my usual patrols, and I could hear an engine running. There's definitely signs of human activity behind that tarpaulin now. These walls, according to the information board, are scheduled to be completed in 2020. A bit vague there, so I don't know if that's spring, summer, autumn, who knows.
Well, they've got 48 weeks maximum.
But it's looking good. There's definitely something happening. And as we know, this area of the walls has been, is it 4 or 5 years now that's been restricted? And it looks pretty ugly. It's not a great entrance to the city as you enter via the Northgate there. You can't cross the Northgate Bridge. And again, possibly affecting business in the area, that's been, you know, widely discussed. But it does look like there is something happening now, and if we can get this part of the walls back, might take a bit of heat off the council for the other affected area.
It's small progress, but it's progress, and I'll take it.
Definitely,
brilliant.
Yes.
Okay, we'll talk about the Northgate development, which has been even longer in the planning. After this, from Crowded House, Don't Dream It's Over, it's Chester's D Radio. Don't Dream It's Over. That is a great song. Well, I guess most Sestrians don't dream that the Northgate development is over.
That's very clever, Gav.
But it has been going on for, what, 25 years?
Maybe something like that.
Maybe 30.
Yeah, sure.
But the construction company are on site now.
They are. So, again, as you know, I'm often out and about in Chester, keeping an eye on what's going on. And it was before Christmas, I think the construction company or someone was there. There was some diggers there at the end of last year at the grassy area at the back, which I believe is where the new car park's going to be built. There's definitely people there now, and activity is taking place. More recently, last week, we've noticed at the back of the old library, that has now got fencing around it. So for people that don't know, that's going to be like an arcade through the old arches of the old library building with, I think, a couple of restaurants on either side. So that looks like they are doing something. And also the area, again, at the very far side on St. Martin's Way, there's also fencing around there now. So to me, this is a good sign that something is happening.
Yeah, you wouldn't put fencing up unless there was going to be some work, and presumably some sort of structural work.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly when construction is beginning. I've heard of it might be about March time.
This March?
I assume so. Again, that's what people joke, isn't it? And I understand that people, me included, have been very frustrated over many years about this project happening, not happening, changing, people dropping out, people coming back in. But the market needs a new home, and I'll be looking forward to that one in particular. It's really going to be a destination if the images that we've seen are, you know, going to be accurate. And hopefully all of the market trades that are doing so well now, they will all move in. The other thing, if you go to the front of the old library building, you can see some artist impressions which are splashed all over the glass at the front there. It's sort of like a big piece of artwork has been stuck on there to give you that impression of what it will look like.
I've seen that.
So in whatever year it's completed.
Let's hope it's... Well, I don't know. Let's hope let's nail it down to this decade, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just before you go, quick mention for Tip Top's Wuthering Heights.
Yeah, Tip Top's Wuthering Heights. That opened last night. Tickets from £7. Again... Who did we speak about last time culturally? The Little Theatre, we've mentioned them. So Tip Top, been running since 1989, always put on a great show. And that runs until the 1st of Feb.
So
go and see that one.
Don't miss it. Nice one. We'll talk next week about D-House.
Looking forward to that one.
Chat to you there. Cheers, Tony.